Alam na nung hapon po sa inyo lahat. May masaya ako kasi maraming tao dito. So, masaya para pag-iusapin din tulok. May kong tulok. Masaya ako kasi may akong manganong balita tungkol ang edisyong kritika ng mga nobela ng Jose Rizal. So, we are working in the critical edition of Jose Rizal's novels since 2 years ago. We're working under the direction of Instituto Cervantes, Clásicos Hispano-Filipinos. It's the collection that the Instituto Cervantes prepares since the ago, and they are already 2 volumes. And also with the Rival Foundation, that are also supporting the publication of the complete Jose Rizal works. It's a process that is going to be very long, as you can imagine. It's going to be needed 20 years, but the Vival Foundation is taking this task very seriously and saying Clásicos Hispano-Filipinos. So since 2 years ago, we are working in the critical edition of Rizal novels. A critical edition means to a restitution, a establishment of a text using critical a criterion based on the will of the author. So how you can avail the will of the author? So in order to avail the will of the author, you need, of course, to go to the sources. The sources and the context, historical and literary context of the author. So what we did started 2 years ago was to obtain the materials regarding the 2 novels and then to start a process using the philology. Philology is a concept that you don't have in the Philippines. There are not schools of philology in the Philippines. You have schools of language, European language, Asian language. We don't have a school of philology, which is very so on Kagawa. Kagawa Tagasa, because a problem than text. If you don't know how to use the text, so you are only able to make a social analysis or a cultural analysis or a psychological analysis, but you cannot make a philological analysis. So in terms of philology, it's both linguistic and literary. And then what we did is using the modern Hispanic philology, the last tools and last instruments in use, are used in Spain, in the edition of classical works. So we applied that tools for analyzing the novels of Jose Rizal. So there are three kinds of how you can call that, you can intervention in the text. One is using the text, you have to establish the current norm, so the current norm of the Spanish language. So the last orthography, you have to apply the last orthography of the Spanish language to the text, because if you read correctly Rizal, you will notice that there are differences from the language used by Rizal and the language used nowadays. Since it's the language of the 19th century, there are minimal differences, only in accents and minimal punctuations. It's different from, for instance, the Spanish of the 16th, 17th century, quite different. But the Spanish used by Rizal is quite similar to the present, although it is needed to make a actualization to fit the text within the current orthography. So this is the first step that I undertake. The second step is to establish the variations done by Jose Rizal. So if Jose Rizal write, for instance, casa, house, but he wants to write in mansión, so he make a scratch, no? Maleto. Sayan, so, put on that. So he made just a scratch, and he annotated Satas, a tongue, so he made changes actually to the novel. Y yo creo que manuscrito de Nobel era leer diferentes scratches en diferentes países donde text after all was translated to different languages. So what I did is to get all these variations and I annotate in footnote. So I annotate whatever it is this, there are things. How do I annotate? I use three kinds of annotations using brackets. I mean, if it's a... how do I call this in English? This is a new word that is introduced. I put the bracket looking to the right. If it's an alteration, I put looking to the left. And if it's a total variation, a word changed by another word, I put between both. ¿Tacuba?
Yes.
Okay, calampo. So, basically it's simple because we cannot make a very big apparatus, because the apparatus also can be very dense. So, what I did is simple annotations in order that everybody can get. And then, the third step, the next step, the final step, is to make a critical explanation of the text. For instance, when the Rizal speaks about the Orpinondo, so he speaks about the stereos and how Manila was in the old times. So what I did is to annotate using references, using references of the time, or books, how and what the Rizal was saying about it, in order to clarify the meaning of the text to current readers. So this is what the three steps that a critical edition has to have. So after all, we finish the No Limitangere and El Filibusterismo, and both are already in the press. So now are in the process of finalizing the printing process. So in a couple of months, this will appear, No Limitangere, and most probably for the end of the year, El Filibusterismo will appear. Then, not only the edition has to focus on the text, and on the text itself, no? The philological analysis has to also attend to the context. So, the context is something that was quite misunderstood in the Philippines, precisely because there is not a tradition, a philological tradition, and because there were a gap between the languages. So, until the Second World War, the education was oriented towards the European model. The European model was based on humanism, on rationalism, and the tradition of the classical tradition, Greek and Latin tradition. Afterwards, the American tradition was established in the country, so this means to be practical, so to be an ass, to be an ingeniero, to be whatever you want to ask, to be, no? But practical, easy money. So the speculative knowledge, speculation, thinking, philosophy, this is secondary in the country. You can see how many schools of philosophy you have in the country, or how many schools of music, how many schools of classical studies, or Latin, very few. And you don't have even schools of philology. So at the end, what happened is that the education was oriented towards the practical, ingeniero, communications, or nursing. So in the society, it became a concept that you have to be trained for a market. So you are a manpower at the end. You can be a manpower as ingeniero, o as a kakuru, o as a yopayuki, a Japón. So aparata esa mujer no. So at the end, the speculative knowledge, philosophy, and the strong tradition that before was the tradition that was the one that was educating Rizal was a product of that tradition, I mean. So that disappeared. So at the end, what's happening has also disappeared the way to the capacity to be able to understand what Rizal was saying about. So at the end, it became a simple dichotomy between good and evil. So a simple explanation of Etor Kama, Etendi Kama. I will tell you, for instance, what's happening in Spain. When I traveled to Egypt, rather than to go to the pyramids, tu dai molto il Pyramid, ma la turista donna, no? So what it is to travel to the center of Cairo, where are the libraries, where are the bookstores, and what it is to look books done by Spaniards. By Spaniards between the 7th and the 13th century, where Spaniards speak Arabic. Because before, Spaniards speak Arabic, and we were Muslims. The Panajón and Rumán Matalaga. So in those times, the books published in Spain, the books published, not the books written by Spanish authors, were in Arabic. And that was the tradition of Spanish thinking during 8th-9th centuries. So what I did when I went to Egypt is to go to the libraries and to look for books done by Spaniards. So I was wondering, because I found plenty of books, a very huge collection of books done by Spaniards. To call philosophy, geography, science, whatever you want to think about. Because the Islamic tradition of Spain was one promoting the Renaissance of Europe. The science done by the medieval Spain was the one creating the Enlightenment in the 5th century of Europe. Because the Muslims of Spain transferred the classical knowledge from Greece and Rome to Europe through the translations. So what I'm going to say about is that when I went to Egypt, I wondered how many Spaniards are making pictures to the pyramids and how many Spaniards are looking for their own heritage in the stores of Cairo. So this applicable to the Spanish history is very funny, because our history was a segmentation of periods. This is a period that we were so Christians, the 9th centuries of Islamization, of invasion, if we call invasion, and then the Reconquista. I don't know if you're familiar with the Reconquista concept. But if you go to Santiago, you can see Santiago Matamoros. You can see there, in the top of the gate, and you can see how the Santo is killing Muslims. You can see the Muslims are above. So that was the concept, no? The concept was that there is a Ria, a good people, the Santo, the patron, the Christians, and a bad people, the invaders, the Muslims, that we have to expel out. So that was the education in Spain until 30 years ago, only until 30 years ago, thinking that the history is based on Christian Reconquista, we expel the invaders, and the only heritage, the only culture of Spain is the one done in Spanish and in Latin language. So the one done in Arabic is not part of our own heritage. So in short, what I mean is that this happened the same in the Philippines. What is written in Spanish is not considered as part of your own heritage. You consider part of a colonial invasion, you consider part of a colonial bias, colonial imposition, and you reject all of that, those. So at the end, the process is the same. There is good and evil, there is a dichotomy between two points, black and white. When the process is more complex than that, the thing that happened in Spain, the Muslim heritage of Spain is not an invasion. It's a heritage done by people that grow, that was born, and that was totally Spanish, but with different concept. People, Al-Andalus, that was the name of the Spain during those times, Al-Andalus. So they were Andalusians. So in this country happened the same. You have a process in which you have indigenous people, you have Chinese, you have Spaniards, and you have different, to create a concept of nation. And your nation has only 100 years, accordingly, but what's happening that the American here. So they create a different way of nation. So your nation was created 100 years, 100 years ago, with one purpose. But since the American here, the nation has now different purpose. Tell you the point. But you are towards now a market. And your education is towards that market. So in short, if you analyze with that perspective, the result is going to be the same. It's a dichotomy between white, black, and white. So my point is that you have to come back to that humanism, the strong humanism that created the works of Izal. So this means to know about classical philosophy, to know about the classical language, and to know about the literature that was done at the end of the 19th century. And what literature was that? Was the realism. The realism. Do you know about realism? More or less. What about romanticism? Maybe, seguro, no? So, during the 19th century, in Latin America, where a movement of romanticism, because this, the novel became the strong way to express social ideas, the ideas of the battle between the elite and the massa. So this appears from the French Revolution. It was transferred to North America, then Latin America. And in Latin America, the novel became the instrument to express the will of the nationhood. So in Latin America, you have plenty of novels from Argentina to Colombia and to Mexico that are using the elements of the society to express the will and the construction of the nation. So what's happening at the end is that this tradition came to the Philippines, of course, because that tradition was written in Spanish, and that was the literature that Rizal and all the people from the propaganda read. So those were the books read by the propaganda movements. And from those books appears Noel Mercandier and el Tribusterismo. So, since those books has already social meaning, of course the novel of Rizal has already social meaning. Since those books describe the battles between elite and massa, in Noel Mercandier and el Tribusterismo dura así o sola. And also, in those books you can see the struggle for creating a social consciousness. You have one point that is in the novels, the fundacional, we call it this novela fundacional in Spanish. Novela fundacional is a big novel that is trying to create a social consciousness to towards a nationhood. So this is one tradition. The other tradition is the social novel of in Spanish social novel. So you have two main authors. You have Leopoldo Alas Clarín and Benito Pérez Galdós. Do you know these authors? Somebody knows? So these are the two major authors that are influencing Rizal. So Rizal was getting plenty of his ideas from these two authors. But nowadays nobody knows these two authors. So how do you want to explain Rizal novels and Rizal thinking if you don't know from where he's drinking, no? So this is another major problem of understanding Rizal. Unless you go to the sources, the only discussion is possible in very big concepts. Very big concepts. You can never go to the detail. You can never discuss about what originated his thinking. So at the end, what we are creating is more bias. Bias to the bias. At the end, bias to the bias. So, the purpose of these two critical editions that we are doing is to first establish a philological text. Establish a philological text with all the tools of the modern philology. With that instrument we can start to make insights and to make analysis of the different thinkings. Because if we don't have the text, the real text, is impossible to do nothing. If we have a translation, what we are going to know? Only to translation. So it's needed to go to the original text, and a text that is feasible, a text that is valid, that has the conditions to be valid. The next step is the, once you have the philological edition, you have to try to analyze the context in which the novels of Rizal appears. So I decided to know the first romantic novel, and there the novel of the realism, social novel. So you needed to know the French tradition, the Spanish tradition, and Latin American tradition. And if you know all of these contexts, you will be able to analyze it. Only those. And of course, you will have to know the three means. If you don't have the three means context, you are out of the context. So I learned a lot in Aguba and culture and Filipino. And so, besides these two editions, to finalize my speech, also we are doing the publication for the first time in Spain of the prose of Rizal, the same, with critical analysis and a philological edition, no? In one of the best, editorials in Spain. And this will be the first time that is published in Spain the prose of Rizal. And regarding the novels, it's also the first time that I've done a philological edition. You can then now find the Litio Princeps, the edition Príncipe, published, the same edition of Berlin, Gante. And then several editions that I've done without a critical and philological analysis. So those editions are just copying each other. They just copy each other. So they don't do nothing new, no? So, I think my conclusion is that you represent the youth of the country. As I was saying always, he was always trusting and having confidence in the truth. So, you have to know what you want to do with your country. To know that your country is in a very critical situation. It's growing very slow, but has a very lack of confidence. You can compare yourself with the situation in Japan, China. They know what they are, they know where they are coming from, and they know where they are going. The Filipinos, they don't know where they are coming. They just put their history as something very boring, of a very huge invasion, and a struggle of heroes and freedom fighters. So that is your history, as simple as that. So the youth of the Philippines, you have to know from where you are coming in order to know where you want to go. Unless you know, you choose what is your way in the future, you are going to be always at the backward. You will be as aware of Qatar or Dubai, or you will be in the capital of Paduki, or you will be almost in the second class. Because you cannot lead, even you cannot lead yourself, so you cannot lead a movement towards progress. So the best way to know that is to know from where you are coming from in order to know where you want to go. This is, with this I finish, right?